And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 8th of August, 2010. It was on this day, 1974, Richard M. Nixon resigned the office of the presidency, the first in history to do so. His policies as president had been rather liberal. He had begun arms control agreements with the Soviet Union, eased relations with China, established the Environmental Protection Agency, expanded Social Security, and tried to create a national health insurance system. Won in a landslide in 1972, but in that same year, a group of men broke into the Democratic Party headquarters at the Watergate Hotel in Washington, and in that break-in were the seeds of his downfall. It's the birthday of the journalist Randy Schiltz, born in Davenport, Iowa, 1951, one of the first mainstream journalists to cover the gay community and the early spread of AIDS. It's the birthday of the novelist Elizabeth Talent, born in Washington, D.C., 1954, whose first novel was Museum Pieces, takes place in the basement of an archaeologist's museum in New Mexico. And it's the birthday of Marjorie Kinnan Rawlings, born in Washington, D.C., 1896, on this day. Best known for her book, The Yearling, which was a best-selling novel in America in 1938, about an adolescent boy in the Florida countryside who adopts an orphaned baby deer named Flag and becomes very close to the deer and then has to shoot the deer because it's eating all of the family's crops. It was made into a movie in 1946 starring Gregory Peck, a novel that begins, "A column of smoke rose thin and straight from the cabin chimney. The smoke was blue where it left the red of the clay. It trailed into the blue of the April sky and was no longer blue but gray. The boy, Jody, watched it, speculating. The fire on the kitchen hearth was dying down. His mother was hanging up pots and pans after the noon dinner. The day was Friday. She would sweep the floor with a broom, and after that, if he were lucky, she would scrub it with the corn shuck scrub. If she scrubbed the floor, she would not miss him until he had reached the glen." Marjorie Kinnan Rawlings, who hated cities, loved to cook, and a few years after The Yearling came out, she published her own cookbook called Cross Creek Cookery. Here's a poem for today by Anne Higgins, entitled Cherry Tomatoes. Suddenly it is August again, so hot, breathless heat. I sit on the ground in the garden of Carmel, picking ripe cherry tomatoes and eating them. They are so ripe that the skin is split, so warm and sweet from the attentions of the sun, the juice bursts in my mouth, an ecstatic taste, and I feel that I am in the mouth of summer, sloshing in the saliva of August. Hummingbirds halo me there in the great green silence, and my own bursting heart splits me with life. A poem by Anne Higgins, Cherry Tomatoes, from At the Year's Elbow, published by Mellon Poetry Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. You can find thousands of poems, videos, and podcasts in their online poetry archive at poetryfoundation.org. And by LendingTree.com, offering the new Loan Coach, giving personalized financial advice for every step of the lending process. Just one of the many tools at the all-new LendingTree.com. Produced by Nick Vedder and engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.